And Harry in for Bill. It is that music means it's a Tech Tuesday. I'm Wendy Snyder, and we say hello to Bridget Carey from CNET. You can follow her on Twitter as well, at Bridget Carey. And Bridget, Harry Tynowitz is sitting in for Bill today, and he's about as tech savvy as Bill. And you did some homework last night.
I did. I feel like I know you so much better because I got to be out with you a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, I did a god-awful job with Bridget. But my 13-year-old son, who is immersed in his laptop on a daily basis, said, if you want to learn more about her, why don't we watch some of her YouTube videos? It didn't even occur to me. We watched about six of them last night. You know, I don't know about you, Bridget, but I think Moshi could be the wave of the future. I think he's, that'd be my obvious first question. First of all, I love how much fun you have with the tech
stuff. She's awesome.
Because that's how you bring me in. You know, it's not like over my head homework. It's like fun stuff. But the idea that I could set an alarm clock now without my fat fingers ruining it, that I could just talk to the alarm clock, you think that is the future of alarm clocks?
Oh, everything wants to be talked to in the house, right?
Almost everything.
Can I tell you something, though, Bridget, that Harry said? You can be as personal as you want. I have a 15-year-old son who is either on his desktop, laptop, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, Classic, whatever we have. He doesn't go out very much, which is kind of a good thing because I know where he is. And teen sex and teen drug use is down. Your son is also into his computer. How old is he?
He's 13.
All right, so 13 and 15. Bridget, I know as parents, sometimes we worry about this, but when you talk to other parents, other 13 to 15-year-olds, and not just boys, are hanging out at home and playing online with their friends. It's not so weird anymore, is it?
No, it's actually been a bit of a trend that has been reported on how teenagers, you know, aren't as enthusiastic to go get their driver's license, let's say, because they can just, you know, be on their phone and see their friends through the Instagram or Snapchat or whatever it is. But then it also is that concern that you want to have that nice balance point where they're not just in their room, you know, staring at this fake online world that we all put up with the best photos only. You know, you actually want that a healthy balance. So,
but now they're offering,
we're all kind of navigating that.
I mean, it's tough, and you know, I find it hard to go outside and play. I mean, he's 15. I'm not, you know, he's not a toddler. And now they're offering scholarships at colleges for like gaming. I can't even believe it. So now it's like you have to find an interest that you're kid likes and maybe work with it. I don't know what else to do.
Finding a scholarship for gaming just sounds like an excuse every kid can make. Like, Mom, I'm trying to get into college. They're like on like Fortnite.
Right.
But like, you know, they've got these shows now where these kids, like, they get recruited by major companies and they go live in houses, like the way that an athlete would train, you know, for the football team at a college. These kids train for video games, and my son Reggie's like, I wouldn't want to do that because then you're just playing one game. I like the freedom of all these other games. I like being able to watch all these Bridget Carey videos.
I'm with him. No, but there is a growing esports kind of movement and television shows around it that people are talking about more and more now.
Think about it. All right, when I was a teenager, I went out all the time. I couldn't wait for the weekend because I wanted to go out to parties to be social. But think
love girls like you.
But think if you could still be social and not miss out, and yet do it from your own house. I don't know. I can't say that I wouldn't have been doing the same thing if this was popular back when I was growing up.
Yeah, I think we all have our own generational versions of it, but more and more, like it, every next generation is doing things that we never did, and so we're kind of like going, "Is this a good thing? I hope so."
All right, so Bridget, one of the videos my son and I watched last night was this Moshi, which I was, you know, proud. It sounds like it might be a Jewish name, but this alarm clock now, at the end, you point out a few flaws, but I love the idea that I could just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, so many other devices. You could just do it all verbally, and, you know, you don't
You know, Alexa can wake you up.
Well, oh, you mean Alexa the device? Because I have a neighbor, Alexa. She's married and has three kids. Different. So the talking alarm clock, that's in all these old alarm clocks. I can just toss them.
Well, I'm still kind of a fan of the old school stuff sometimes. I don't know. A lot of us will have phones by our bed, too, though, right?
That's how I wake up every day.
And now there are ways to connect it all to your house so that way your lights turn on when you're waking up, so slowly have all the light bulbs, you know, kind of go on. I feel like folks mostly, though, are trying to get their Amazon Echoes and whatnot to connect to all the different items in their house so that you walk in, you say, you know, home, you know, I'm here, or go to bed, and whatever code you make up, you know, everything kind of sets to that mode.
I wish you could say, Alexa, get me a beer. And she can order it for you, but she can't get it for you. Speaking of online things, I was telling Harry about Amazon Prime Day. It's coming up, and it's like the Black Friday of Amazon. Is that correct?
Yeah, they actually started this as like a made-up holiday in 2015 when they turned 20 years old. And now this Amazon Prime Day is a constant July thing. It's their own version of another Black Friday in the summer. It's 36 hours long, so it's going to start Monday. You got to be a Prime member to really get a lot of the deals, but some of them already began, because I would say keep a few things in mind when you go shopping on Prime Day. Everything is going to say it's a sale. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a worthwhile sale, or a lot of it could be junk. I think last year I saw some sort of sale for a nightlight for your toilet and a giant wine glass. And these are things you don't need in life. So you can get consumed and sucked into, like, pointless stuff. But there is some good stuff to keep an eye out for. If you're looking specifically for another type of Amazon product right now, the Echo Show, it's like the speaker with the screen on it. It's on sale now for $130. That's $100 off the price. But they also have a lot of sales of subscription services. So if you like have a streaming music service like Amazon Music, right now you get 4 months for $1, $2 movie rentals, that kind of thing. Always be handy, you know, for anyone.
Can you find a list of the things that you should be looking for and some of the best deals at CNET.com?
Yeah, we have a few that are live right now, and as they come out, because you can't always tell until it hits, we're going to keep it updated. So, yeah, there'll be lots of stuff on CNET about all the good techie deals, at least.
And the App Store celebrating a birthday?
Today, Apple's App Store turns 10 years old.
I cannot believe it's been 10 years since I downloaded Candy Crush.
It really changed the way we use phones. Gaming used to be you had to, like, you know, plop down $50 for one big title. Now people are just, you know, playing games on the go and adding those costs up as they go on the apps. We also just do things differently. I mean, because of apps, we stream video, you know, we stream music with Spotify and Netflix. We stream ourselves with FaceTime. Since it came out, developers have made $100 billion selling apps. So it's pretty big.
That's all? If it's their birthday, just send them a little happy face and a birthday cake emoji. And, you know, I'm sure they'd appreciate that. Hey, Bridget, we talk in our house about getting the virtual reality goggles. Of all the things that would be cool to do with virtual reality, like, you know, being an NFL quarterback or being in a video game, swimming with sharks, what would my kids think would be the best? What would I want to take advantage of with virtual reality?
I think one of the cooler things I've seen, I mean, plopping down for a whole virtual reality system, you know, it's not cheap, and we're still, there's always, like, it depends on what game system you have and what game is made for it, but if you have a Dave & Buster's near you, I don't know if you guys do.
Yeah, there are several Dave & Buster's around here.
Yeah, they just came out with this new little attraction in there for $5. You can sit in a VR ride that's Jurassic World themed. And I feel like for 5 minutes and $5, that was a really fun way to kind of experience VR and pretend that you're in the movie for a little ride adventure where your seat moves up and down like a ride, and your eye, and of course through your headset, it's like you're turning left and right, like you're really running away from dinosaurs. So I recommend that.
That's pretty cool. Well, you know, I hate to like, you know, show off or drop names, but our video game system, Atari.
Well, and you missed the big sale on the PlayStation virtual reality, which I mentioned, Bridget, that we got because my 15-year-old coerced me. Mom, it'll never be cheaper. And I watch him play, like, cooking games and some...
Cooking games?
Well, it's weird. It's like he's an accountant in this one thing, and you're solving...
You made the souffle ball!
It's pretty cool, I got to tell you. We have to wrap up, but there's a great question from Carrie on the line with us. So, Carrie, you had a quick, very quick question for Bridget Carey, and I think we all want to know the answer to this.
Yeah, Bridget, when we're looking at buying a new TV, a big, you know, 65-inch or whatever TV, is it worthwhile to pay the extra for the extended warranty?
We'd like your opinion on that, because sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, because you do get a manufacturer warranty.
For a year.
Yes.
And the extended warranty gets you to 3 or 4. So is it worth it?
Don't, because it's a gamble. But now you have me wanting to ask my TV expert at the house to see what he says, because I never actually thought about that. But I think in general, it's usually look at the reviews from other customers, see how it's doing, and I always kind of go by that to see people, you know, jump on there and get angry that if after a year something went wrong with it.
Carrie, I have to tell you, we got a new TV and we did not get the extended warranty because there are so many places that can repair things now. But like with kids' games systems and stuff, sometimes they're not as careful as we are. So that's stuff that I do get some of the warranties with.
And take it a step further, we got warranties on both of our kids.
That was super expensive.
But yeah, it's $200, and we're just trying to figure out, I mean, is it worth it? Does it?
I never hear people say it's worth it. If I ever hear anything, I always hear the opposite.
I don't know. I mean, it's entirely up to you, Carrie, but really, you get a manufacturer's warranty, and like I said, there are a lot of places that repair things these days. Those weren't available so much before, you know, and the TVs were made like with a big tube thing, so if something broke, you couldn't really repair it. You just had to replace it. I don't know. It's a gamble. I don't want to tell you which way to go, but we only do it on certain breakable things, and like on our phone, we got phone insurance because everybody's dropping their phones
right,
and cracking.
That makes sense.
But on a TV, I don't know. Good luck to you.
Put in a power strip, I would say, to protect it from surges. There you go. There's your insurance, you know.
Yes, a power strip with a surge protection. Bridget Carey, happy soon-to-be Prime Day. When is that coming up?
Monday in the afternoon.
All right, we'll be looking for it. And in the meantime, we'll be looking for you and your videos at CNET.com and on YouTube. Thank you so much.
How is Prime Day falling on the 16th? That's not a prime number.
I think it's all day on the 17th, so it's like 36 hours long.
Okay,
that's a good point, though.
Bridget, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too, bye.
All right, still to come later on, we're going to talk to Tim Ryan, a man in recovery foundation, and heroin is a major problem out there, and one man is trying to help everyone. It's Harry Tynowitz in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.